This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Tom Latcham on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, yes, it's December the 1st. Here on FUBAR Radio, of course. That means the time that I bust out my... the Shaken Stevens song, of course. And not only that, my Christmas polo shirt.
Yay!
I'm wearing this little... It's red with
little
elves on it. I thought, what better day to do this than December the 1st? It's the countdown to Christmas. It's cold and miserable outside, so we're cracking open the eggnog and the mince pies. I don't know if you crack open eggnog, but we're doing it anyway. Who is we? I'm joined by two of my favourite women in the world, obviously, except for my mother and my girlfriend, if you're listening.
Good point.
Actor and comedian Jo Burke and former Doctor Star. Charlie Clemo, hello!
Yay!
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Did you like the big reveal?
Perfect.
So what you won't know there, listeners, was as that music cranked up, I ripped off my top in a Diet Coke moment to reveal my Christmas.
You ripped off both tops.
Yeah, we did get a lot of belly there.
I always do that. The problem is... Hold on, there you go, Charlie. Talk into the mic properly, like right into the front, because it's a rubbish mic. You have to talk right into the mic.
Okay.
For some reason, I always do that whenever I take my top off. I can't help it. And my girlfriend's always like, why do you do it? But I don't know how not to do it.
How not to do it is to tuck your Christmas polo shirt into your pants.
Okay.
pants or just jeans?
I've done it, and it's. I think it was a nice surprise.
It was a delight to behold. Well done. Thanks.
Good. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for joining us.
So Christmassy, all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, there you go. Shaking Stevens is on, man. I mean, it's the annual time. I do it every year. I don't know. It's not a surprise for anyone who's listened to this show for a while. I always stick on Shaking Stevens. So, how are you both? And are you looking forward to Christmas, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm. I woke up with man flu this morning.
So no, then.
but I'm glad to get it out of the way before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm hoping that my immune system, you know, will be built up in time for Christmas Day.
Let's hope it's not a lingerer. Joe?
I'm very excited. It's the 1st of December. Yay! Advent calendars.
Yes.
Bonus. Have you got one?
Yes, of
chocolate
course.
Chocolate one.
Chocolate, of course, yes. And starting to buy some Christmas presents very soon.
Yeah.
I've got a few already, but not very many.
Yeah, I've bought some Christmas presents as well.
Excellent. Yeah. Tom?
Are they being delivered by
Look
Amazon
at Tom
Prime?
avoiding eye contact.
They're being delivered by Amazon Prime on a drone.
Yeah, we just saw that. It's amazing.
No, actually, I have. I bought all my Christmas presents, in October.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I think if you buy them throughout the year, it takes out that sort of hassle. Also, I haven't got many people to buy presents.
I was going
to
say, how many did you get on your list this year?
Yeah, just me, but I bought myself some cracking presents.
Excellent.
I have to say, just what I wanted, in fact.
Perfect.
You'll be unsurprised to learn. Given we're talking about presents, I want to know from you, what do you want for Christmas? I don't want, you know, your genuine stuff, what you really want, because I'm not going to deliver it for you. But, try and be funny, I think. What do you want from Christmas? Be amusing. Tom at FUBARradio.com. Tweet us at FUBARradio or call us on 0330-223-0200. That number again, 0330-223-0200. What do you want for Christmas? Ladies, what do you want for Christmas? Well, maybe you don't have to answer now, mate. I mean, you can. But if you want to be funny, you know, and you need time for
that.
Well,
I was just going to say, I just want to be funny. That would be perfect.
Be
if someone could organise that
comedian.
For me, that would be great. Thanks very much.
Okay, I can't make any promises, but we'll see what we can do. Charlie?
I don't need more time because I'm less funny over time. We briefly discussed this before we started. I'm spending my first Christmas.
Don't ruin the magic.
I've never seen her in my life.
This is what we chat. We just all the chats on air. All the good chats on air. We save all the good chats on air.
We didn't talk about this at all before we started. This is my first Christmas away from my parents, and I'm nearly 30. And I've managed to survive 29 Christmases.
You'll love it, honestly. I've had a few away from my parents. It's fantastic. Again, if you're listening.
Mum, Dad.
It's not that I don't like you. But he just likes other people more. It's very boring, isn't it? At home with the parents is very
like
boring.
I like home with the parents.
My parents do a really good Christmas. Yeah. I've been spoilt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's slightly distressing for me.
My parents have got decreasingly good over the years, so.
I think it also depends. Like, my generation in my family have now started having children. So now there's children back in the mix. It kind of makes it a bit more exciting, a bit more fun.
It's weird, isn't it, when there's like four adults sat around in a room watching Jetty come dancing. You know what I mean? I go out to the pub. But I can't get anywhere. No. I can't go out. So it's like, you know, you're just stuck and watching like Mrs. Brown's Boys with your parents.
Yeah.
Last night I went to a BBC press launch, in fact, and the Christmas preview.
Ooh.
And I'm glad you sound excited. It wasn't
very exciting.
And they previewed what was going to be on, and I watched. You know, they did the show reel of what's going to be on, and they were talking about how sort of popular Mrs. Brown's Boys is, and you can't help but thinking, you know, the population is stupid.
Mm.
So I was sort of wasn't really watching this thing, and then the controller of BBC Four came up to me later, lovely man actually, liked him a lot, and he said, "Anything there catch your fancy?" Oh, I was stumped. I was very stumped.
I've got Sky.
Citizen Khan. I didn't know what to say, frankly, so I moved swiftly on.
I'm looking forward to all the Christmas specials, though. Downton Abbey and all of that. It's all good. The Strictly
The last ever Downton,
special.
Of course.
It's going to be very sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's going to replace that?
Like some other shit, probably.
Hopefully something I'm in.
Yes, yeah, me too. We'll be in something.
Yeah. Now that I would watch.
Uptown Abbey.
Now that I would watch. I would definitely watch it if you guys were in it. What else? I think they're doing open all hours again.
Why is the question, isn't it?
Well, it was quite popular last year.
Was it?
Mm, the new sort of David Jason.
Because Dave is in it, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
He's the old guy now.
Who's playing the...
Don't know.
Yeah, no.
That sort of predicts. Suggest that I know what's on television and watch it, which is.
But there's so much new great people and stuff around. It's a shame to keep regurgitating all the classics.
It is.
Leave them where they are.
Yeah.
Admire them for what they were.
Although the head of TV at the BBC last night was at pains to point out that, like, last Christmas, 6 or 8 million watched a repeat of Mrs. Brown's Boys. Yet again, proving that the population is stupid. But and also that there's nothing on.
No.
It's Christmas and you're all stuck at home. I mean, in fact, actually, it's remarkable that only 8 million watched that last year, given that everyone's at home, they can't leave, and there's nothing else to do.
I love the fact that you go, you can't leave.
But you can't, can you? What are you going to do?
No, it is true.
Can't get anywhere. There's no buses, there's nowhere to go anyway. You know, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, it is true. Cabin fever.
I was on a television programme on the BBC on Christmas Day.
Right.
It was a one-off. And... hilariously, it was at 9 o'clock, which is a desperately awful time for it to be on Christmas Day in our house, because everyone's absolutely hammered by 9 p.m. So I could tell that my dad was like slowing down his drinking so that he could actually connect with what was going to be on the telly. And I think there was about 16 of us all gathered in the lounge to watch me do, well, less than I'd done on the day. Inevitably, things get cut, don't they?
Yes.
And about halfway through, I heard my auntie snoring next to me.
Oh, so she enjoyed it. Did you ask her afterwards if she enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah. She still gets ripped for that every year.
Your dad's sort of watching it with one eye open. Like, oh, must stay awake. Anyway, it's not all merriment, I have to say, today.
Why?
Because it appears we will be spending Christmas at It appears that Prime Minister David Cameron will hold a vote tomorrow to carry out airstrikes in Syria after Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who is against those airstrikes, was humiliated by his party, who demanded a free vote, and he crumbled and gave it to them. And we'll be talking a bit about that later and more from today's papers later on in the show. Also coming up with Charlie Clemo and Joe Burke is our business section with our resident expert Matt Haycox. We'll have an interview with female sports presenter Kiri Bloor. She's presenting a new football show with Jimmy Bullard, and we'll be talking to her about that. And AP sports reporter Rob Harris will be on the phone talking to us about a brilliant weekend of British sport that included a Davis Cup victory for Britain, the first in 79 years, thanks to Andy Murray.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.